And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Before we get to my next guest, for those of you that are heading north to Santa Barbara today, as I am, you may want to stop by the Planned Parenthood book sale that begins tonight and runs through Sunday, October the 2nd. It's the 37th annual book sale. Tens of thousands of books, literally tons of books, some new, some used, are being offered from a dollar on up. There's also a collection of rare books for sale for bibliophiles. The book sale is held at the Earl Warren Showgrounds in Santa Barbara. Doors open tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. Book sale hours are from 12 noon to 8 o'clock during the weekdays, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night on the weekends. Admission is free except for tonight's gala grand opening. This is an inexpensive way for you to spend some time with your family, find some bargains and some reading material, and help a worthy cause. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Everything Changes in the Future. Each of my guests is giving his or her perspective of how everything changes. My next guest is a futurist who's developed a unique system of predicting the future that yields uncanny results. We'll discuss the U.S.-China relationship and other future predictions from his book, The Template of Time. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My next guest, Tom Payne, was born and raised in Houston, Texas. He graduated from Rice University with a degree in psychology and English. Tom spent a year abroad studying junior honors psychology at St. Andrews University in Scotland, where he actually studied, not played golf. He served in the U.S. Army as an airborne ranger, qualified infantry officer in South Korea, which was his first tour of duty. In the corporate world, Tom has spent 23 years working for healthcare companies in both sales and marketing capacities in domestic and international arenas. Tom discovered that many Fortune 500 sales forces don't understand what it causes buyers to make the buying decision here in corporate America, so he developed a week-long training course from scratch, and that led to the development of concepts that have never been read about in business books or on sales and marketing. Many of these are the ideas that he uses in his consulting today. Joining us from Chicagoland area. Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And I have to ask you right off the bat, how did you make this career change from Army officer to corporate America into predicting the future?
Well, the predicting the future part is the strangest thing of all. I was reading this article on the stock market, and it said that there are 70-year time cycles in the stock market. And I thought, I don't know why this idea popped into my head, but I wonder if there are 70-year time cycles in the Bible. And so I looked into the Bible, and I found all these different time patterns, and they intrigued me. So I thought, well, let's see if they show any time cycles, if they reveal anything about history. So I started applying them to history, and then all of a sudden a larger time pattern developed. And history followed it so perfectly, I thought, my goodness, that would then make it predictive because it follows this pattern continually. And so I started to make some predictions, and they started to come true. And I said, well, there are a lot of things that are going to happen around the year 2010. I got to get this book out before that passes too far by. So in June of 2010, I published the book, and some of his predictions have already come true.
All right. Now, without getting too complicated, because it is a rather complex theory, briefly take us through the cycles that you see developing and that you've charted that help you to make some of these predictions, Tom.
Yeah, the simplest one is when you extend a time cycle from 6 BC, you come to a date. Let's take the date 1974. And whenever you have the start date, like 1974, movements in history are initiated around that date. They then change course about 32 years later, and they then grow and achieve their fulfillment about 4 years after that. And here's how the predictive element comes in. So, for example, around 1974, in 1973, you had Israel invaded by Syria and Egypt. Well, you would expect this movement in history to change course around the year 2006, about 32 years later. And it did. Israel became the invader. They invaded Lebanon to take on Hezbollah. They invaded Syria, and that was 2006. They invaded Syrian airspace in 2007 and destroyed what most folks believe was a nuclear facility. And they invaded Gaza in 2008 to take on Hamas, who was raining missiles down on their citizens' heads. Now, these new directions that occurred around then need to grow and achieve their fulfillment. So what it suggests and what the book suggested was Israel will be in a larger war with Syria, Egypt, Hezbollah and Hamas around the year 2010. So that would, it's usually within 1 to 2 years of those dates, so it could be 2011, 2012. And as we see now with this Arab Spring, that has since become much more likely.
All right. Now, what does Arab Spring tie into all of this, Tom?
Well, the Arab Spring, when I looked at the possibility of war between Egypt and Israel, it didn't make sense to me. And so I thought, because Hosni Mubarak would never allow it. He was never a big fan of Israel, but he certainly was not an aggressive type, and he relied on the huge amount of money that the U.S. gave him. So I thought, well, maybe he's gone. And I looked at the template, and it suggested that around the year 2010, he would be out of office. And so I put that in the book. And certainly, February 2011, he was kicked out of office as a result of this Arab Spring, which has destabilized governments across the region. And I think it bodes poorly for Israel.
Well, does it bode poorly, or is it the beginning of something, an offspring of democracy in those countries that's going to allow freedom to take a hold and probably not threaten Israel? I mean, it could go either way, couldn't it?
It could, but according to the template, it doesn't appear to be heading that way.
All right. All right. According to the template. We'll come back to that in just a minute. But I want to talk a little bit about something that will more directly affect the United States. Not that a war in the Middle East wouldn't. But one of your predictions in the template is a breakthrough economic agreement between China and the U.S. in the 2011-2012 timeframe, which we are right now. And you say that that's going to be happening soon. So take us through the template. How do you get to that conclusion? What makes you think that this is in the process? Because there's some facts that you cite in there that sort of lead you to indicate that we're on this path. How do we get there? What does it mean for us?
Okay, so around the 1974 date, you had the breakthrough with China, which was the 1972 Richard Nixon visit to China, which started relations. And the only reason why the fierce anti-communist Richard Nixon would go visit China was because he wanted access to their economic market. Well, you would expect this relationship then to move in a new direction around the year 2006, and it did. We started the Strategic Economic Agreement with China, and it's a very powerful agreement. It requires the top-level officials of both nations to get together at least twice a year to discuss ways to further their mutual interests. And Europe was incensed by this because they thought it was like a G2 summit where the U.S. and China got together to decide the fate of the world. Because it has such great potential. Now, that is a major thing that happened around 2006, but it points to an even larger conclusion around the year 2010. And so I predicted that there would be a breakthrough economic agreement, and more than likely, it would involve trading Taiwan or our relationship with Taiwan to China to get this thing moved ahead. And then recently, we had Taiwan was rebuffed. They wanted to get our most modern fighters, and China was adamantly opposed to it. And we recently said, Taiwan, I'm sorry, you're going to get just redos on your existing product. And another thing happened. Biden went on a trip to China, and I'm convinced that they're discussing the framework of some sort of economic agreement, and it involves Taiwan.
Well, it certainly could be the case, and Taiwan, in fact, could be the bargaining chip. Well, time will tell on that. But let me back up for just a minute and start back in 1973 with Nixon opening up China. Isn't it also equally plausible that Nixon wasn't as concerned about China's economic might? Because let's face it, they were peasant farmers back then. He was more concerned with making China a bargaining chip against Russia and making sure that Russia and the United States and China kept one another disabled or debilitated in their negotiations. That's number one. And then number two, the European fear about the United States meeting with China twice a year probably has been mitigated because, as we see from those meetings, nothing gets resolved at those meetings. It's just an opportunity for Timothy Geithner, for example, to go over to China and get beaten up by the Chinese over our fiscal policy and for us to beat up the Chinese over their monetary policy. So it remains to be seen if something will come out of that. But aren't there other equal plausible scenarios that could result, Tom?
Oh, of course. Anytime you make a prediction of the future, one that's not anticipated, like the Mubarak prediction, you could have 100 different things that occur that you wouldn't expect to occur that do occur. But what this shows is that the template is clearly pointing towards this end. And I would agree with you 100% that this meeting has been fairly fruitless up to this point. but it doesn't mean that it won't become fruitful. In fact, the template's predicting that it will be very fruitful.
All right. My guest is Tom Paine, author of the book, The Template of Time, Our Destiny Decoded. So let's say that your prediction is correct, Tom. What does that mean for the world economy? What does that mean for the balance of political power?
I think that we have a relationship that's developing with China that's going to be a friendly relationship, competitive partners, so to speak. We're going to see some dramatic changes in our relationship with Europe, and that will not be as good. Europe, in fact, even though it looks so dysfunctional, is actually the main event that's going to be at the center stage of history as we come to the culmination of historical processes that have been in the making for 2,000 years. So the book shows how Europe evolves on this track and what it's pointing toward, and it's a pretty remarkable conclusion.
Well, take me down that path, because right now Europe, as you said, is in turmoil. Financially, they're going down the tubes. The EU is on the verge of imploding. We've got Greece, whose sovereign debt exceeds the GDP of that country, and the Europeans are trying to decide what to do with them. As the rest of the world watches the banking system, everybody here in the United States and Japan and China are worried about what that's going to mean for the economy, whether we're going to slip back into a recession because of what Greece has done to the European economy. What more harm could happen out of Europe than we're currently seeing, Tom?
Well, that's a great question. Again, Europe looks like a basket case, but this sort of basket case is the crisis that is necessary to get them to move towards fiscal union and ultimately political union. And we shouldn't forget that Germany was in far worse shape in 1933 when Hitler took power. And within 6 short years, it became a continent-straddling superpower. So for one nation in Germany, the German nation to do that in 6 years, Europe can quickly recover from these stumblings, and they will need fiscal union to do so and political union. That's forecast.
All right. My guest is Tom Paine, and one of the predictions in your book about Europe is that Europe is going to experience a devastating period of terrorism. And we started to see that both in London and on the continent with the riots over austerity. We saw mostly Muslim people uprising, concerned about the loss of their benefits. Do you think that this is going to play out on a grander scale, and is it going to be a thorn in the side of Europe for decades to come?
I do think it's going to play out on a far grander scale, and to give it some sense of scale, that New Direction movement that occurs around 2006 is usually small in appearance compared to the culmination. And if you recall, around 2004, Spain experienced the train bombings where almost 200 people were killed and about 1,800 people were wounded. And if you're thinking, if that's a small event compared to what's coming down the pike, which is what the template predicts, then you can expect a very devastating period of terrorism on the horizon.
Well, now, that particular bombing was associated to Basque terrorists, not necessarily to Islamic fundamentalists. But you're saying that something similar to that might happen in Germany, Great Britain, France, one of the other giant European powers?
Exactly. And the template is not so much discriminatory as to if it's going to be Islamist or is it going to be Basque terrorists or whatever. It just points out that there were several terrorist events that occurred around the 74 date. They moved in a new direction around the 2006 date, and it points to a larger conclusion around the 2010 date.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. My guest is Tom Paine. He's author of the book, The Template of Time. Tom, let's shift our attention away from Europe to another part of the world. That's Iraq and the Middle East. And your predictions say that something is going to happen with Iraq's democracy in the next couple of years. So talk to us about that particular prediction. What did you have in mind when you made it?
Okay, well, there's another sequence of events that starts around the year 1978. So the 32 years from there takes you to 2010. What happened around 1978? Well, in 1979, you had Saddam Hussein come into power, you had the Ayatollah Khomeini come into power, and you had Afghanistan invaded by the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have those three events occurring. They should be moving in a new direction around the year 2010. And oftentimes, people achieve their positions of power around that new direction phase. It's like kings being anointed. So the template projects that there will be a change of government and leadership in Iraq, that the democracy will not hold. More than likely, you will see the emergence of a Shiite strongman instead of a Sunni strongman. And one of the chief candidates for this, according to the template, is Muqtada al-Sadr, which would be a very bad thing for the United States should it occur.
Yes, as a very anti-American leader, that would be tough for that part of the world as well. Do you see any indications in the news that this might be happening today?
Well, Muqtada al-Sadr is generating all sorts of opposition to the United States keeping any, even the tiniest military footprint in Iraq. And he's saying that his Mahdi army is standing down, but will spring into action very strongly if the United States does not leave by the end of 2011, which is what we said that we would do.
Which is our promise, and we're on target to do just that. And if we do leave, then what does that open the door for?
Well, I think Muqtada al-Sadr will then become more of a political force within Iraq, and he's very popular over there. He's ruthless. He's got the ability to destabilize the country in many ways, and I just think that he's going to seize power.
All right. My guest is Tom Paine, author of the book, The Template of Time, Our Destiny Decoded. Tom, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Template of Time?
Well, we are living in some very frightening times. The times are going to get much more tumultuous, but one thing that the template does show is that there is an order to it all. There is a pattern to it. It's moving towards a conclusion that is ultimately good, and the template is ultimately a hopeful and optimistic book.
Well, let's hope that it is hopeful, and let's hope that it's optimistic for the United States. Tom, it's been a delight having you on the show. If people are interested in your book, The Temple of Time, they want to learn more about how you come up with these predictions, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Go to the thetemplateoftime.com, and you'll see that there is a revised and expanded edition available at that website. So thetemplateoftime.com.
Thetemplateoftime.com. Tom, thanks so much for sharing your expertise here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.